Good morning, church. What a great joy it is to welcome you and to see your smiling faces as we come together this day celebrating the blessings that come to us from Almighty God on a daily basis. Indeed, as we worship and celebrate the gifts from God, might we experience His presence in some great and mighty ways. And as we do, may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors.
Good morning. We offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those that are visiting. If you are visiting with us today, please be sure to take a welcome packet from the shepherd's crook near the entrance to the sanctuary. As I'm sharing our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad in each pew and pass it to the others in your pew, finally returning it towards the center aisle. If you notice that someone is missing who normally sits near you, please give them a call this week and let them know that they are missed. You may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews so that our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. We come to the time in our service where we share what's going on in the church and what we're up to. And at this time, I'd like to mention that next week will be the blessing of the backpacks. That will be at both services.
If there are backpacks.
So I'm going to have Diane come up. She has an announcement.
There's a rather extensive announcement about the church picnic in the bulletin. I'm not going to repeat all of that, but it's on a Monday night, August 24th. And I have a meeting with my committee on Tuesday, like in 2 days. And I'd really like to tell them we have more than two people coming, because that's all the reservation forms that have come in so far. So even if you don't know what you're going to be bringing, if you would go ahead, if you're going to be there, or you'll probably be there, even if it's a question mark, fill out that form and stick it in the offering tray today, or leave it in the office, so that we have some idea as we prepare food, how many people to prepare for. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Let's continue. Let us all now stand and join in our call to worship. Our souls wait for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Come, let us worship the one who hears our cries and is attentive to our pleas. Let us pray. Bread of life, we come eager to be refreshed in body and in spirit, for we are hungry for that bread that comes down from heaven. By the presence of your Holy Spirit, build up our community of faith, that we may abide as beloved children and live in love as imitators of God. Amen. Let us now join in singing our hymn number 577, God of Grace and God of Glory.
Please have a seat. I don't see any kids this morning. They must be out school shopping, getting ready for those last few days of summer vacation. If they were up here because of the scripture this morning, we were going to talk about some of their favorite foods, what they love and enjoy to eat. Anybody have a favorite food? You're my kids today.
Bacon.
What's bacon? Anything pig. Have you tried at the county fair? They will have bacon dipped in chocolate. Not my favorite thing, but I tried it. Anybody else have a favorite food?
Steak.
Steak? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
All right.
Pasta.
Pasta. I thought for a second you said vodka. I think my hearing aids need adjusting. Anybody else? Pizza. There's a good whole food. Did I hear another one? Pie. Any kind of pie.
How about
roast beef? There you go. Mine is probably anything but lima beans. I know, but every time you do your lima bean soup, I do eat it.
because that I can handle. But those big fat ones with nothing else, may as well be wallpaper paste. Well, I'm not real fond of grits either. I mean, grits, those rank pretty close to lima beans, I'm sorry. But just as we need physical food, you know, later on in the scripture, the children's bulletin has a picture of Jesus with his arms wide open and says, I am the bread of life. And just as we need that physical food to nourish us physically, we need that spiritual food to nourish us as well. And so let's not forget that spiritual need on a daily basis. The kids would have been collecting today for Happy Feet, which is a district ministry that we do that we don't like to think about this, but there are children in our communities that do not have good shoes. And they will start school in the next coming weeks with, well, shoes that just need to be thrown out. So we've partnered with Payless, and we have are available to make funding to that, gifts to that, so that children in our communities might have shoes. So I'm going to pass some buckets around, and you may give generously.
A wretch like me, calling me home, calling me home. You claim the victory to call me your own, call me your own, to call me your own, to call me your own. don't understand. You spread your love across vast canyons. I'm amazed, so amazed by you. Oh. Don't understand. You spread your love across vast canyons. I'm amazed, so amazed by you. Oh. You clearly on the other side, calling me home, calling me home.
Thank you very much for that, Kelly. If everyone would now join or turn to page 848 in the hymnal and join with me in the responsive reading of Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In the Lord's word, I hope. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For the Lord, there is steadfast love. With the Lord is plenteous redemption. Today's first scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 25 through 5, verse 2. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors. For we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings. Thank you.
Thank you for making each of us a beloved child in your great family. You guide us by your Spirit to the way of life. Through your grace, we have enough to share with our neighbors who are in need. May these offerings bring your kindness to strangers. We pray through Christ, who loved us and gave himself as a fragrant offering and sacrifice while we were yet strangers. Amen.
Please be seated. Come to that time in our service when we count it a privilege to pray for brothers and sisters in our midst. If you turn on the back of our worship folder, you'll see individuals there that we seek to care for with our prayers. In Westmoreland Hospital, Tom Rosemary. Matt is a patient at UPMC East, and I just heard this morning that Betty is in Forbes Hospital. So we've got those four individuals that we want to remember. Also received this morning Sharon with cancer. We want to remember her as well. Don't forget also, last evening was Zach, our youth coordinator. His last weekend with us is today. And there will be a gathering of the youth and families later on this afternoon for a farewell party. And he moves Tuesday over to Ohio. So we want to pray that Zach's time of transition goes well for him and the time of transition goes well for us as well. Staff Parish has a plan, worked with some of the parents of the youth and have it covered through September, October. September. Continue to keep that in your prayers as well. A joy. I've got some friends here from the first church I ever served. When I came out of seminary in 1985, Barb was the chair of staff parish. And she's with us today. And Shirley, I think you were the first teacher for me on a computer. It was some god-awful little... What kind of computer was that? The screen was not much bigger than this card. It was a donation. It was portable and had those big 5-inch floppy disks, I remember. And it was, we just did address labels on it, didn't we? Ugh, what a nightmare that crazy thing was. But we got through. So Barb and Shirley are with us today, and what a surprise to look up during the Greet Your Neighbor time, and boom, there they were. So it's glad to have you here. That, you know, that was 30 years ago. Times change, huh? Shh, yes. So we're glad to have you here with us. So the rest of the individuals there, we have those listed in personal care homes, those that we continually pray for, those on a monthly basis, and then our service personnel as well. So let us continue our service by uniting our hearts and our spirits as we share together in our prayer hymn number 534, Be Still My Soul.
Gracious and loving God, in these moments that we share together in your house, you encourage us to be still. To be still and to hear that still small voice that comes to speak to us. That voice that seeks to guide us, to direct us, to comfort us, to encourage us. That voice that hopes to challenge us to be your church, to be your disciples, to be your servants to the world. Oh God, as we come into your presence this day, we come with a multitude of joys and celebrations, hurts and needs. You, oh God, are the one who knows them before we ask. And you even know our humanness, our shortcomings in our asking. Oh God, we are grateful for your presence in our daily lives and living. And grateful, oh God, that just as we receive physical food, that we can receive spiritual food as well. And so we pray, oh God, that because we have been in your presence, that we might receive spiritual food for our spiritual hunger. Oh God, we pray for the names of individuals on our prayer list, for those that have been added today, for those, oh God, who cannot be made public, those situations near and dear to our hearts. You are the one that works wonders. You are the one that speaks and touches, and lives are healed and changed and transformed and made new. Oh God, we know that in our own homes, in our own communities, around the world, oh God, there are individuals who are trapped, who are held captive. There are those, oh God, who are oppressed and those who are oppressing. There are those who are grieving, those who are celebrating, those who are hungry physically and spiritually, and those who are full. Those who have everything and those who have needs. And in the midst of it all, oh God, you still are God, and you call us and encourage us to be in relationship with you. You continue to bless us that we in turn might be a gift and a blessing to those that we interact with and meet along the way. Oh God, as you send us into the world, may we be your faithful servants. For we ask and pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we share together in the prayer he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations to hear these words of Scripture from John's 6th chapter, if you are able, I would invite you please to stand. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? And Jesus said to them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me. And I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and living, we are grateful. Now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that these words might take root in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. That you, O God, will give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. This is really a, fascinating piece of scripture to be read on this day. I really wish that it were next, time that we share together in communion. But it's just part of the lectionary that's today. And I've been reading a book as I sit down. Some of it I keep rereading just to grasp a little more of it each time that I read it. It's entitled Food and Faith, A Theology of Eating. I was having a conversation with a young lady last night that she and Andrew have been seeing a little bit of each other. Natalie just returned a few weeks ago from 6 or 7 weeks in Zimbabwe. She says, you know, David, it's fascinating because we in the United States, we live to eat. She said, in Zimbabwe, they eat to live. And as I've been reading this book and it's been talking about our concept in the United States of food, food to us is associated with the money that's in our wallets. Now, I know I've been criticized before because I've mentioned the times when I grew up and I raised chickens and, well, we butchered them. Somebody stopped by when one of my high school friends was helping me that evening and said, what are the boys doing? And my mom said, oh, they're butchering chickens. And she says, no, they come on styrofoam wrapped in cellophane. Well, they might when you get them, but that's not really the way they come. And one of the whole premises of this book, Food and Faith, A Theology of Eating, is that, my friends, every bite of food you consume is a sacrifice. Something has been sacrificed in order that you might live. I don't care if you're a vegetarian, that plant was alive. That animal was alive, and it's been sacrificed that we might have life. Now, you'll hear more about this book, especially the first Sunday in September, because if that doesn't preach for communion, I don't know what will. But in light of today's scripture and Jesus' words, how many times have we heard the statement, "You are what you eat"? Ugh. What do I eat? How do I eat? What is healthy? What's not healthy? Oh, we go to the grocery store now, and we, Leanna and I, have become label readers. How much cholesterol? How much fiber? How much sugar? How much salt, sodium? How much fat? How many calories per serving? What are the additives that have been added to it? You know, one of the greatest fears I have is with me keeping honeybees, corn. Seed corn is treated with a chemical called neonicotinoid. It's a little aqua color. I've seen it. To make a long story short, one kernel of seed corn will kill a colony of 60 to 80,000 honeybees. One kernel. The pollen that they collect from the corn is toxic to the bees as well. We then feed that corn to our cattle, to our chicken, to our pigs, and we consume it. There's an additive that I really don't want. Bayer Corporation says there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. Europe has banned that chemical. Additives are concerns. What we eat can indeed affect our lives over the next 24 hours. I now look at the meal, and if I know I'm going to have something with cooked tomato, I try to take that little pill to keep the heartburn from hitting me. But the reality of it is that some of these foods that we eat not only affect us for 24 hours, but they may indeed affect us for 24 years. And just as our physical food is important to us on a daily basis, our spiritual food is important to us as well. What you and I consume spiritually shapes us as well. Jesus announces in this morning's scripture passage, "I am the bread of life. I am bread. I am life. I am light. I am truth. I am the good shepherd." We read that in other passages. John's gospel is known as the gospel filled with the I am saying. You see, the I am sayings also, some of them are traced back to Moses when he was up on the hill experiencing the burning bush. And he says, "Okay, if I'm going to go down to the people, I need to tell them what your name is. Who are you?" And God says, "I am who I am." And in some of these words and teachings in Jesus, he doesn't use the pronoun I am. He uses the first name I am of God. And Jesus declares in these words and these teachings that people's religious needs and human longings are met in him. Now, that's some good food to receive and to chew on. He's good spiritual food for each and every one of us. His words nourish us and strengthen us spiritually. But there are those who were questioning. Is this not Jesus that we know? The son of Joseph and Mary who've lived in our midst? And doubt enters into their lives. I mean, sometimes we have to admit we are confronted with a healthy table filled with healthy foods for us to eat. And the reality is that in that very moment we are craving hamburgers, a French fry, and a Coke. You see, Jesus comes proclaiming that he is God's word, holy word in the flesh, and that those who believe in him will receive eternal life. Amazing, isn't it? That with such healthy spiritual food before us, right in our midst, within our very grasp, we still desire a junky diet of laws, rituals, self-righteousness for our souls. Jesus is the real deal. Jesus is the one who's come into the world, lived in our very midst for 3 years or so, and has given his life for the life of the world. Oh, what a grace-filled act on his part. This is spiritual food that is prepared for each and every one of us, prepared with a love and a grace-filled sacrifice. And Jesus offers himself to each and every one of us, not only today, but every single day throughout our life journey. The words that are contained in the scriptures of Jesus Christ are to feed us on a daily basis. The gift of Jesus Christ comes to us in the bread and the fruit of the vine. And it brings his love and his life to us every time we sit down at that table, every time we remember as we sit at the table that we have that gift of life through the food that has been sacrificed for us. You see, my friends, this food that comes to us through Jesus Christ is given to us so that you and I can live, Jesus says, so that you might have life, that you might have abundant life, that we might thrive within God's kingdom as his children. And when we receive this holy presence, we then can go into the world living others or loving others, living as forgiven sinners, living, sharing this forgiveness that we've received and sharing how that then is offered to others through the power and the presence of Jesus Christ, to live confidently that when all is said and done, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we believe to Almighty God and that we receive new life. Now, for our spiritual well-being, we all need a steady, lifelong diet of the grace of Almighty God. We need to be fed by Jesus' words in the scriptures, fed by the good news of our crucified and risen Lord, fed by the stories of Jesus' teachings and touchings and healings and the health and the wholeness that was offered to those individuals. For this indeed is a food that is over 2,000 years old and still to this day has never gone rancid and never spoiled. Friends, I hope that we will daily feed on the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to experience his grace and his forgiveness, to experience the new life that is only offered through him. And then may we go and serve the world. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, for this day we give you thanks. For the gift of life and love that comes through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we are indebted to you. The one who comes and offers to us spiritual food that we might be nurtured and made whole and experience new life. Oh God, may we in turn be your faithful servants in the world. For we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn, number 368, My Hope is Built. Zach has arrived. Come on up, Zach. Last evening at the Saturday night service, when we were finished, we all gathered around Zach, laid hands on him, and prayed and sent him off. And I would encourage you to do that as well. Zach, kind of come in the middle. If you can't get up and reach Jack, just extend your hand out. If you want to come and lay hands on Zach and just kind of reach out, and we'll connect with everybody around and have a prayer as we send him off into the world. Gracious and loving God, this church has been blessed. Our children have been blessed because of your servant Zach. We are grateful for his compassion and his commitment to the good news of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are thankful, O God, for the lives that have been changed. We are thankful for the message of hope and life and love that has come through him. And now, O God, as he goes to a new place and begins a new chapter, we know, O God, that your Spirit is already there going ahead, preparing hearts and minds and spirits for the mission and ministry that you have called him into there. We pray, O God, for this time of transition, a time of learning, a time of hope. We pray for the new church, Mommy. We pray for the Irwin Church as well. We pray for traveling mercies. And we pray now, O God, as we all go out into the world, that we might be blessed through your Spirit and faithfully serve you in the days to come. For it's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen. Amen. Blessings.
Good luck, Zach.
Thank you.
I'll get through.